welcome now then our top three drivers. We have in third position at the moment Mikko Hirvonen from the BP Ford Abu Dhabi World Rally Team. In second position, Danny Sordo. And in the lead at the end of day one, we have Sebastian Loeb. Seb, we're going to kick off with you. It's been a really difficult day. Unfortunately, we've seen these final two stages of the day cancelled. But let's talk about this morning first off and that opening stage. How difficult was that?
The first stage in the morning was terrible for me and I think for all the other drivers because we were a few with wrong tires. We chose the intermediate tire and because we didn't think the snow tire is going so well in these conditions. And so it was very difficult. It was aquaplaning all the stage. Very difficult to stay on the road. So after a few kilometers, I said, okay, no. And I stopped to take some big risks. The rally will be very long. I don't want to go off the road in the first stage. And after the second and third stage, it was the daylight. So we could see a bit better. And then I tried to push and... And finally, the rhythm was good, and we were leading with slick tires. We were leader from all the slick tires drivers.
Thank you, Sebastian. Danny, let's turn to you now. It's second position at the end of the day. As Sebastian said, it's been a really tough morning, but during the day, it seems that things have got better out there. You all chose the winter tire this afternoon. What was the difference using that winter tire this afternoon?
Yes, big difference because with the normal tires, the slick tires all the time our planning in the stages and it's impossible to drive. It's all the time our planning, and with the winter tires with the snow tires, it's much better. The car is not moving a lot. It's nice to drive with these tires. No?
And what about your thoughts for tomorrow? We're hearing that the weather may continue to be like this. It's going to be a really tough day again tomorrow.
We will see. It depends the what tire we use. No, I think tomorrow, if the weather is like that, with the snow tires, is perfect as well. But it's also difficult because the road is narrow and a lot of water and it's difficult but nice.
Mikko, let's run around to you and have a chat. Your teammate took the winter tyre this morning and he really did benefit from that on the opening stage. You took the P0 though. What was your thinking behind that? Was there a driver decision or was it team influence to take that tyre?
No, in the end it was my decision, but I was going like 50-50. It might be okay to go with snow tyre as well. But then I thought it's quite abrasive on those stages. The tarmac tyre should work well enough, but okay, we were all wrong. But okay, afternoon was a bit better. Snow tyre was quite okay, even though there's no snow. But it was working surprisingly well, so that was fine.
Now, unfortunately, Jari Matti has retired from day one. So is the pressure now on your shoulders to bring back good manufacturers and, for yourself, driver's points for the team?
For sure, it's important to get some points. But I wouldn't like to give up so easily. But of course, it's Citroën's, both Sebastian and Danny, they are going very fast again on tarmac. So I can't do much, but there's a little bit something I could change in the car, maybe get a little bit better confidence with it. So hopefully I could challenge Sordo a bit tomorrow. We'll see.
Okay. And finally, Seb, we turn to you. Like I said, those final two stages today cancelled. It would have been a chance to drive in darkness, even more tricky conditions. Do you think it's the right decision to cancel them on what you've heard, the information coming out of the stage?
I didn't have a lot of information of the stages, but I think if the organization decided to cancel the stages, they have some good reason to do it. When we see the condition this morning and it was not cancelled, if it was worse, I think it's the right choice. So I just hope they inform the spectator early enough that they can leave and not stay under the rain waiting for the cars. No problem. We'll see tomorrow.
Thanks, guys. Good luck for tomorrow. Thanks very much. Our top three drivers, ladies and gentlemen.